Welcome.
Welcome
to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have a special show planned for you today, and I've been kind of teasing you with it the last couple of weeks. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, we pray, O God, with grateful hearts for your gift of salvation. We cannot fathom the fullness of your sacrifice. The sacrifice you made for us. We are amazed at your agape love, your grace and your mercy, and your willingness, eagerness to always forgive and welcome us back into your arms. For you, O God, so loved the world, you so loved me, that you gave your only begotten Son, and whoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for cleansing us of our sins and making us the unworthy, worthy to be with you for eternity. Even though our sins are, there are many, your grace is sufficient for me, for your strength is made perfect in my weakness. Equip me, Abba Father, and all those who are listening, that we will be your beacons unto the world, that we will convey your love to others, and may we have your forgiving nature, your wisdom. And Father, bless today's show as I try to convey truth and common sense. May all who are listening have open ears to hear and hearts that can discern all that I share. May we all again be willing to stand strong and speak out for your righteousness in a world that is quite lost. For such a time as this, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I did tell you recently that I've been studying and comparing the 1994 Contract with America written by the then, well, he wasn't Speaker of the House at that time, but it was written by Newt Gingrich, and then today's Rescue America, by Senator Rick Scott. So, I'm not trying to disrespect in any way either one of these men, but I do believe, sirs, that they have, that we have a solution to rescue America. Now, Senator Rick Scott was obviously, he spent a great deal of time, energy, and probably a few dollars in putting his 11-point plan to rescue America together. It's a good plan, has good ideas, makes valid points, and expresses grievances of how the Democrats, but let's not just say the left, because it seems to be all of them, are running this nation down into a third world status and severely demeaning our national security. Their policies are an existential threat to our republic and our liberty, not to our democracy. You know how I feel about that word. They are causing this abhorrent way of governing, which is not going well at all. And as I was reading over this plan, I remembered Newt Gingrich's plan of 1994, Contract with America. Well, if you'll remember back in 1994, the election resulted in Republicans gaining 54 houses in places in the House seats and 9 U.S. Senate seats, flipping both the chambers from Democrat to Republican. The contract was seen as a triumph by party leaders such as, at that time, Minority Whip Newt Gingrich and Dick Armey and the American conservative movement in general. They were all woohooing and clapping. And I'm not, again, necessarily trying to insult these men at all. But let's face it, these plans are being, they're about getting the GOP elected. And I'm not opposed to that, except can we trust them to do what they propose to do? They were, and they are, laying out a strategy for freedom and independence to right the wrongs that are being done in Washington. If I may, however, remind us of all the contract that with Contract with America from 1994, and let's look at it. Let's compare today's current situation in our nation, and then we will make a comparison to Senator Scott's 11-point plan to rescue America with the 1994. The 1994 Contract with America had three principles: accountability, responsibility, and opportunity. As far as I could tell, they were all to be done legislatively. First, require all laws that apply to the rest of the country also apply equally to the Congress. If it was legislated, it's certainly not a reality today, is it? Number two, second, was select a major independent auditing firm to conduct a comprehensive audit of Congress for waste and fraud and abuse. Did this happen? Do you remember? What about their slush funding Congress to cover their behinds when they are accused or sued for sexual harassment from within? Third, cut the number of House committees and cut committee staff by one-third. Today, there are 29 congressional House committees and four that are exclusively with the Senate. They share. Fourth, limit the terms of all committee chairs. Some of the current committees are permanent committees. I'm not sure about the chairs. I wasn't able to research that part. Fifth, ban the casting of proxy votes in committee. Well, I don't know about the committee. I'm sure they were allowing that, but I know Pelosi was really pushing that because of COVID. Sixth, require committee meetings to be open to the public. Now, if you remember, that was not exercised when they were framing President Donald Trump. They didn't even let the Republicans that were on the committee to be there. Seventh, require a three-fifths majority vote to pass a tax increase. As best I can tell, this amendment gets flip-flopped around according to the changes of congressional power and majority. I believe currently it is a simple majority. We have no honest representations, my friend, in America. Eighth, guarantee an honest accounting of our federal budget by implementing zero baseline budgeting. Thereafter, within the first 100 days of the 104th Congress, we shall bring to the House floor the following bills, each to be given full and open debate, each to be given a clear and fair vote, and each to be immediately available this day for the public inspection and scrutiny. So I guess I had them already written. There are 10 of these bills that were listed in the contract with America. I'll list the titles mostly here, and we'll keep moving forward so we can get to what Americans need to do or must do to save this country by Senator Rick Scott. Number one, and that, now this is with the Contract of America. This was the first thing. They wanted to pass the Fiscal Responsibility Act, a balanced budget, tax limitation amendment, and legislative line item veto to restore fiscal responsibility to an out-of-control Congress, requiring them to live under the same budget restraints as families and businesses. Balance between government spending and tax dollars. If this was true, would we be in such debt as a nation today? Note, I discovered that there was also a Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibilities Act of 1982. What is fiscal responsibility? Well, for government institutions, fiscal responsibility describes the ability to balance between government spending and your tax dollars. In fact, it would define the obligation of a state to minimize incomes by using their spending powers while also ensuring that inflation does not spiral up. Well, they weren't expecting Putin to take over the U.S. economy. They were so naive back then, weren't they? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The Rescue of America by Senator Rick Scott. We'll get to that. We're just comparing what they've promised us in the past, and we'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Listening to CSC Talk Radio. Well, as we went into the break, I just said that the number one legislative act that Newt Gingrich's plan was implementing was the, or promising, was the Fiscal Responsibility Act. And as I was looking that up, I found a 1982 Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibilities Act. Don't you find that kind of interesting? Both of those acts were supposedly to do the same thing. But the national debt now, according to thebalance.com, was approximately $5.69 trillion with a GDP of 64% in 1994. That was under the presidency of Bill Clinton. It has been rising every single year. They have a graph there at if you want to go visit it. Again, it was thebalance.com. Every year it has been increasing. We are now at, as you well know, nearly $30 trillion in national debt with a 124% GDP. So this was not promises made, promises kept, was it? Number two of the legislation from the Contract with America was the Taking Back of Our Streets Act. So apparently we were having a lot of crime back then as well in 1994. Number three was the Personal Responsibilities Act. It was about cutting welfare, granted states together a latitude in administering social welfare programs and implemented new requirements on welfare recipients. It said that it would cut the welfare. But today, And possibly it did back then. But today we have more people than ever on welfare. And the current administration is welcoming in all the illegal aliens, and they plan to give them the same benefits. So number four, Reinforcement Act, the Family Reinforcement Act, taxes and tax incentives, adoptions for adoptions, strengthening parental rights, child pornography laws, elderly dependent care tax credit. Number five, the American Dream Restoration Act, $500 per child tax credit, repeal the marriage tax penalty, and creation of American Dream savings accounts to provide middle-class tax relief. Number six under the contract with America was the National Security Restoration Act. No U.S. troops under the U.N. command. Restore funding in national defense. Maintain our credibility around the world. Well, as best we could tell, the few that we have from the U.S. military in the U.N. are volunteer. Now, if you know different, you'll have to let me know later. The senior, number seven, is the Senior Citizens Fairness Act. Raise Social Security earnings, limit which forces seniors out of the workforce, repeal the 1993 tax hikes on Social Security benefits, and provide tax incentives for private long-term care insurance, and let older Americans keep more of what they earned. How do you feel out there, retired America? Number eight, the Job Creations and Wage Enhancement Act. Small business incentives, capital gains cut and indexation, neutral cost recovery, risk assessment, cost-benefit analysis, strengthening the Regulatory Flexibility Act, and unfunded mandate reform to create jobs and raise workers' wages. Number nine, the Common Sense Legal Reform Act. Well, they're going to bring back common sense back then. I don't know what happened. Losers pay, it says. Loser pays laws, reasonable limits on punitive damages, and reform a product with liability laws to stem the endless tide of litigation. All right. Number 10, the Citizens Legislature Act. A first ever vote on, are you ready? Term limits to replace career politicians with legislators. Now, I looked this up. Now, I don't dislike Newt Gingrich, okay? So don't take this stuff wrong. But Newt served in the House of Representatives from 1979 to 1999. He was Speaker of the House from 95 to 99. That was 20 years. Would you call that a career? I would. As we begin looking at Senator Rick Scott's plan now, which I have no problem with it, other than both these men seem to be missing something, with which we'll discuss later, after I've shared the 11-point plan of Rescue America. So the 11-point plan of Rescue America, number one, our kids will say the Pledge of Allegiance, salute the flag, learn that America is a great country, and choose the school that best fits. Number two, government will never again ask American citizens to disclose their race, ethnicity, or skin color on any government forms. Well, what about private businesses? Number three, the soft-on-crime days of coddling criminals' behavior will end. We will refund and respect the police because they, not the criminals, are the good guys. Number four, we will secure our border, finish building the wall, and name it after President Donald Trump. I give him an A-plus on that one. Number five, we will grow America's economy, starve Washington's economy, and stop socialism. Number six, we will eliminate all federal programs that can be done locally and enact term limits for federal bureaucrats and Congress. Seems like we heard that one before, back in 1994. We will protect the integrity of American democracy and stop left-wing efforts to rig elections. Please recognize we are designed as a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Number eight, we will protect, defend, and promote the American family at all costs. Whose costs? See number four of the contract with America back in 1994. All right. Number nine. Men are men, women are women, and unborn babies are babies. We believe in science. Biology 101, folks. Biology 101. That's my insert there. Number 10. Americans will be free to welcome God into all aspects of our lives. Hello, duh. First Amendment, Bill of Rights. Number 11. We are Americans, not globalists. And to that I put, amen. These are all great attributes. If you go to this website, rescueamerica.com, you can also read as he expounds on each one of these 11 points. Wonderfully put and very well put together. The contract with America, in my opinion, was about more government control. Why do I say that? Because their promises were done through legislation. And you're probably thinking, well, duh, Beth, isn't that how they have to do it? Well, is it? Newt was promising to legislate tax breaks and credits. Think about it this way. With your tax dollars, they, the government, Congress, use your tax dollars to finance their promises to give you a tax break or an incentive to care for your elderly or your children, your home, your education. Isn't there something wrong with this legislative ideology? Shouldn't they let us keep our money and we'll take care of our own affairs without government tax incentives and their tax breaks, their legislative promises? I say yes. We already have a solution to rescue America. And you know exactly what I'm going to say. It's the Constitution. It's the Bill of Rights. Perhaps, America, we should address Congress. I know we're all about the right and the left, the liberals and the progressives, the radicals here and the radicals there. Do we want a liberal judge on the Supreme Court? Or do we want a conservative judge on the Supreme Court? Well, I can honestly say no to both of those. I want an original, organic, constitutionalist justice on the Supreme Court. But do they even exist? The leaders on the left and on the right constantly debate back and forth about different topics. Let's just, for instance, look at gun control. Those who are for gun control really are anti-Second Amendment. In other words, they reject the Bill of Rights. It isn't complicated. They make a lot of noise, and those on the right begin to compromise. And the next thing you know, we the people lose the very essence, the spirit, the heart of our Second Amendment right. Now, I realize Donald Trump is the master of making deals, and, you know, we talk about the art of the deal. But NRDC occupiers, oh, they love occupying offices and making deals. But our Constitution and our precious Bill of Rights is not open for negotiation. They are fixed contracts. If you're serving this nation and you don't believe in the Bill of Rights or the Constitution of the United States of America, if you don't love America, believe in American exceptionalism, I have a fix for that. Just leave. Go somewhere else. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Today we are comparing the Rescue of America plan by Senator Rick Scott. It's not a bad plan. With the 1994 contract with America. I found a lot of parallels and similarities to these promises, but will they keep them? They'll get them elected, but will they keep them? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll continue and be right back. I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. My point today is to compare these two plans to rescue America or contract with America from 1994 to now. And I'm not disputing these men's hearts necessarily, but I think we get a lot of promises that get people elected, but then do they stay with it? As I was going into the break, I was talking about if they don't like America, if they don't believe in the contract, our contract, the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, they could leave. Because I see it this way. Those who are voted in by the people represent the people. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights are their guidelines from the people, us. Our form of government, as it was originally set up, is a constitutional republic. The republic is we, the people, and the Constitution is the contract. We are the ones in charge. The reason the GOP feel led to make a contract with America and the reason Senator Scott feels we need a rescue of America is because they, both sides of the political aisles, have broken our contract with them. None of them are obeying the Constitution or even the laws that they themselves legislate. They continually debate and or overlook or ignore the Bill of Rights. Remember when the Democrats had a sit-in against the Second Amendment? If they were following the Constitution, none of the promises or contracts from either of them would be necessary. In fact, most of the crime, the border invasion, the inflation, the health care issues, and so much more would be a day-to-day, would not be a day-to-day threat to America. Their behavior has been quite arrogant and confident. It's like you going to a job interview, vision this, or renegotiating your position with the boss, and you're telling him or her that you will lay out your own job description, your benefit package, you got this covered, right? Your own retirement plan, your own dress code, and your behavior rules as well as your salary. Sure, you have some negotiation liberties, but how far do you think you'd go with such demands or even taking it farther yet? As you explain to the boss, I'm going to work 40 hours a week, but I'll only be here 20 hours of those 40 hours a week. I'll be working on filing for promotions and other jobs during the remaining 20 hours each week, bettering myself for this company. Truly, it's for the betterment of this company. With that particular attitude, you wouldn't hold the position for very long. The boss might suggest there's already a contract and company rules apply to all. Thus, the analysis comparison with our so-called congressional representatives and senators. Who's calling the shots? Who's writing the contracts? It's insanity that we, the people, put up with this. In a constitutional republic, the solution to rescue America is our very own Constitution of the United States of America, along with the Bill of Rights, which we could call the rules of behavior. Lines that cannot be crossed. Otherwise, they are abusing the liberties of the American people and infringing upon our individual sovereignty. They are the ones committing tyranny and insurrection against our form of government. I suppose that's why so many elected officials want to reinterpret and amend those 10 beautiful Bill of Rights. If we compare the Republicans' 1994 contract with America and the 11-point plan to rescue America, it is obvious to me anyway that they are still missing the point of the organic, original Constitution of the United States of America. Andy Biggs, and I like Andy Biggs. I like Rick Scott. I like what Newt Gingrich is saying now. But when Newt Gingrich was running for president in 2012, and somebody presented to him the Agenda 21, he had no clue? That bothered me. But Andy Biggs wrote an article that appeared in the American Greatness website. And I don't disagree with him at all. I want you to know that. But I think these guys are still thinking too hard and too deep. Because it's all very simple. And we'll get back to that again shortly. But Representative Biggs wrote, "We need an American first plan, a new contract with America." I agree, except for the word new. He also claimed that the 1994 contract with America was successful in many ways. Well, we've kind of discussed that earlier. But it wasn't promises that stuck. Then our America First plan must also contain three sections. A brief assertion of positive policies, initiatives ready to go. In other words, laws and bills already written out. The American First plan must reduce inflation while encouraging job creation and higher wages. We read both of those things in Contract with America and in the Rescue America plan. He also wrote, "Reducing inflation begins with congressional fiscal restraint and ends with restoration of American energy independence." Amen to restraint. And heck yes to the independence. The new contract will secure our borders against illegal immigration and drug, human, and sex trafficking. Sounds good, right? Could we not just implement the laws that are already there? They're already in place. You see, that's what's going on. They're breaking the laws. He also said that we must ensure educational freedom, parental choice in education, the standard of school policies. This is coming from me. Don't they, the people, don't we pay the taxes for these schools? Shouldn't it already be local control and not federal? And while the federal footprint, this is him again, federal footprint in education must be reduced, we must incentivize transparency in curricula, teaching materials, and decision-making in education. Now I'm scratching my head, folks. Isn't the federal government the reason most of the schools have gone downhill in education and all crazy in their teachings? And I remember when Ronald Reagan was getting elected, he promised to do away with the Department of Education. But under his leadership, it got bigger. You see, he was dealing with a deep state as well. Biggs went on to say that Americans are angry about increasing crime. Well, yeah, duh. Okay. And more committees, he says, to get the real truth of election fraud and the January 6th riots, remove the 230 protection for big tech, investigate COVID-19 origin. Now, we just discussed, we have 29 committees now, which Congress folks, they get paid extra to sit on these committees, I do believe. It's a bonus. I do think we need to know these things. We need to know what happened. Our DOJ is too corrupt to do it. The FBI is too corrupt, and they're in on it. So what do we do? I did not read anywhere to absolve the FBI in either one of these things. And I did not think, but I do think it's time to admit the reality the FBI is being used against we the people. And we should stop funding the FBI. That's Beth, not Biggs. I don't dispute the needs that all these promises, these election promises, make. But correct me if I'm wrong. We already have a contract for which the legislative, executive, and judicial branches have all broken. The Constitution of the United States of America with our awesome Bill of Rights. Joe Biden and his trusted band of misfits in his cabinet and Congress are breaking immigration laws, putting Americans purposefully in great danger. They have once again put our entire nation in danger of an attack militarily, as well as terrorist attacks. They have allowed dangerous criminals to roam free about the country. They have committed illegal acts against this nation and its people. Just like Biden wants to blame Putin for America's inflation, the left blame guns for the criminals, not the criminals for crime. Rapists are just misunderstood. Conservatives are just misunderstood. And conservative or constitutionalists are seen as domestic terrorists. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's all common sense, folks. But the contract, the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights, need to be honored. And we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell. We the people with stars and stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high quality work, and high quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message. Liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is IMMUNO150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel set, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code Bethann or call 1-800-978-6168. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-978-6168 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code Bethann. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. If you're just tuning in, we have spent the hour comparing the contract with America from 1994 to Senator Rick Scott's Rescue America plan, 11-point plan. Both of them are not bad, but I'm looking at the promises that were made and promises that weren't kept. And as I was going into the break, we said that Joe Biden wants to blame Putin for America's inflation. And the left blame guns for criminals for crime. Rapists they consider to be misunderstood. Conservatives or constitutionalists are now the domestic terrorists. And while the left radicals burning down their cities and taking over America's cities are called peaceful protesters, they see perverts as normal and try to cram those sins down our throats, endangering America's future, America's children. Common sense is absent these days in politics, and particularly in D.C. When they disregard the Constitution, the rule of law, and the laws of this land, that they are the ones that have committed treason. The Bill of Rights makes it very clear. Federal government must stay out of the way of sovereign citizens and the sovereign states. If we look back 246 years into 1776, that was when 56 men signed that document, the Declaration of Independence. They declared to the king that he was no longer king of America, that they were going to be independent. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. They put their names on the document. 235 years ago, another large group of men, and they argued about it, but they did sign, not all of them, the organic Constitution of the United States of America, and that was in 1787. But as you know the story, when Benjamin Franklin came out after the signing of that, Mrs. Powell ran up to him. What kind of government do we have? Is it a republic or a monarchy? He told her, a republic, if you can keep it. Now, my note here says he did not say a democracy, And she did not ask if it was a democracy or a monarchy or a democracy or a socialist or a dictatorship. She asked if it was a republic. The Bill of Rights. Well, when they were signing the Constitution, you've heard me tell this story, but I think it is significant right here and right now. Colonel Mason refused to sign the original organic Constitution because he felt it didn't do enough to keep the government from infringing upon the rights of the citizens. Now, Colonel Mason, Colonel Mason said to James Madison, "I'd rather cut off my right hand than to put it to this document." Madison asked him, "Why, Colonel Mason, at this late hour, will you not sign this?" He says, "Because it does not have a Bill of Rights." Mason replied, "But we have not given the federal government enough power to trample our rights." Colonel Mason answered, and it's classic, "But they will. They always do. Our legislatures today, their bureaucrats, and decades of administrations for decades have proven him correct. Even with our Constitution, contract, and our Bill of Rights, they will always look for ways to mandate, legislate, and regulate, trample on the rights of men and women. Currently, the Dems are removing the identity of women. Legislators will continue to look for ways to take your income, reduce your wealth, and increase theirs. I've not seen legislators in my day keep their promises or honor those contracts. Nor have they ever, ever pledged their lives, their fortunes, or their sacred honors. But then again, is there even one left who possesses a sacred honor? I don't want them to write another new contract with promises. I want them to keep their oath, keep an oath to the Constitution of the United States of America, the organic Constitution of the United States, small u, of America. I want them to represent we the people and not U.S. Incorporated. We have a contract. We the people, we're the ones, the republic, that must enforce it. We must enforce it upon those we have elected to represent us. Know who you are, America. Democracies equal oligarchy, and oligarchies equal tyranny. Present your representative, this is a call to action, and your senators with their contract. Reminders are good. Get out your Constitution. If you don't have a copy of the organic, let us know. We'll take care of that. The Constitution of the United States of America, just hand it to them, and then lay that Bill of Rights right on top. Present them with the Declaration of Independence, the one I wrote in 2020, which we call the modern day Declaration of Independence. It's available for you too, if you want it. It's also on our website, I do believe. It's back a couple of years. A constitutional republic only works, my friends, if the republic, we the people, are actually working. Comparing these contracts and the Rescue America plan, I felt it was necessary. And in that, we found a lot of promises not kept. They might have passed the legislation, and then as soon as the Democrats, as soon as it gets flip-flopped, it all ends. I noticed they've not limited term limits. They didn't do that. They didn't get that done. But we the people, it only works if we're working it, if we're paying attention. When we the people are involved in holding these powers accountable, there won't be any need for a new contract. And truly, there is no need for a new contract. There is a great existential need to honor the old contract, the Constitution of the United States of America, and to hold the truths of equality and shut up with the woke equity stuff. It's time that we the people got involved. It's time that we the people, we need to read our Constitution. We need to read that Declaration of Independence, the original one. Then the new one is pretty much the same, except instead of a king, we're addressing Congress. Because you see, they're the ones that make the laws. And now we're trying to be run by executive orders. It was never intended to be that way. Federal government is supposed to be the smallest, not the largest. We were designed to be governed locally. They have broken the contracts of the people. It's time that we hold them to the wall. It's time that we make them accountable. It's time that we, the people, bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.